Oh my god. You know, I seem to keep forgetting to never challenge you to a game of cards. Seriously, where did you learn to play like this? This is getting embarrassing for me. Then they taught you well. Just promise not to tell Ronnie about this. If he finds out, I will never win another bet for the rest of my life. Well, afterlife. Mm-hmm. Technically, vampires are undead. We essentially need to die during the turning process and then be flooded with vampiric blood in order to transform. It's not a pretty process unless you're planning it well in advance to do it. But yeah, we are technically dead for all intents and purposes. What? No, go on, ask. Oh, I promise you have asked me plenty of questions before now. You can ask me anything. Well, yes and no. Whenever we drink blood, it's just filtered back into our system, so there's nothing to, you know, technically expel. However, vampires can and are able to drink fluids and eat food, and obviously that can't stay in the system, so the body is still able to, well, get rid of the excess. We just don't have to do it nearly as often as humans because we don't eat as much. I mean, vampires who exclusively are on a blood-only diet never have to go to the bathroom, but then you have people like Isaiah who are constantly eating, and they basically have to go like any other human. I told you that you can ask me anything. Trust me, people have been asking that for centuries. I cannot tell you how many vampires we have found where their first question is not, how do I drink blood? Or how do I run fast? It's, do I still have to pee? I mean, which usually they find out that answer pretty quickly. Yeah. Vampires do also get tired. We just don't need to sleep. Just occasionally resting. Our muscles can get tired, though, if we overexert them, but that would be like if we were stopping moving trains for 10 hours straight. Other than that, it's basically never going to happen, but it is possible. Yes, we can feel pain. It's dulled, and usually we can work through it pretty easily, especially if we had a high pain tolerance in life, but, you know, some things can still hurt. You know, limbs falling off, bullet wounds, Legos. Yeah, Legos still hurt like a bitch. I'm serious! Listen, no supernatural force can come even close to stepping on a Lego, and that is coming from someone who has lived in life and in death. That pain is universal. Of course. I know things have been a little tense, and I've been busier than usual, but I'm really happy with how well you're integrating with the rest of the clan. I mean, they are all really happy to have you here. They've actually been asking when's the next time we can have another get-together, which essentially means that everyone's just gonna crash at my apartment because they don't want to go to anyone else's. Ooh, I would start putting in your requests for foo to Ronnie. You know, he would love to do research for new recipes to try out. I don't know if Isaiah will be there. Just not feeling well, I guess. No, no, doll, I'm not hiding anything from you. Not without your best interest in mind, I promise. I know I said I would tell you anything. Are you sure you want to know? You might not like the answer I have to give. All right, but don't say I didn't warn you, okay? The last time you saw Isaiah, apparently you two made a connection? You were practicing your blood magic, right? Well, apparently something went wrong. You pushed too hard, or you didn't have enough control. Whatever might have happened, it really shook up Isaiah. He came to find me afterwards and was freaking out. I mean, he was just really uncomfortable with it. I mean, apparently you went poking around in his mind. I know you would never do that on purpose. I'm just telling you what Isaiah told me. And whatever actually happened, I'm sure you had no ill intention. I know you wouldn't. But the blood connection you made with him, it started to take a toll on his physical health. He didn't want to mention it to you in person because he didn't want you to feel bad. I mean, he's only trying to help you with your magic and ended up getting sick in the process. He wanted to spare your feelings, and that's why I didn't tell you about it as well. He's been keeping his distance from the clan the last few weeks, just until he was feeling his old self again. Well, it's been long enough. I can ask him if he'd feel comfortable coming back. Oh, I know, doll, I know. But you and I have talked about this. Your magic is incredibly temperamental right now, and you're still learning to get a hold of it. I'm not surprised that this happened. You went too far, and you hurt someone that was only trying to help. It's not your fault, but we can consider this a lesson for why we don't go playing around with blood magic without me there. I mean, if I'd been with you, I would have been able to sense that you were taking things over the edge. I could have kept Isaiah from being hurt. Tell you what, I will make sure that Isaiah will be at the next get-together, but it might be for everyone's best interest if you just don't bring up the last time you two were together. It would be easier for both of you to just move on like it never happened. Right? What? Curse? Doll, what are you talking about? Your blood magic is not a curse. It's a gift. It's amazing. It is something that you need to cherish. No, no, no. Listen to me. You are learning to control your power. People will get hurt in the process. That is just natural collateral damage. You can't be hung up on these little instances. I mean, your roommate, Isaiah, they're still around. They're fine. And if you didn't have those moments, you wouldn't know where your limitations are and where you need to strengthen them, right? This is what learning is. And I appreciate how big your heart is and how much you care for the people around you. But you have to understand that these setbacks are only getting you closer towards the greater good, the reason behind having your powers to begin with. There are a lot more people relying on you than you realize. I'm sorry. I've said too much. And no, I did. You don't need all this thrown at you. Just, you know, when I told you about this and Isaiah, it's not fair to you. We can just move on. No, doll, I can't. That would just be too much for you too soon, and you're already shaken up. I don't want to put that on you. Are you sure? Well, then, in that case, there is something I should tell you. I haven't been completely upfront with why I've been so adamant on you learning and mastering your powers. When we first met, it didn't really matter at the time. You were still learning what magic was and how to grasp even the most basic of spells. It wouldn't have been fair to you to dump all that on you right away. It would have been too much too soon, and even now, this feels just like too much. Okay. Do you remember that night you came to find me after your accident? The second time we ever spoke to each other? I know. It's been over a year since then, and a lot's changed, hasn't it? I mean, you've gotten stronger, more acclimated to the world of magic, and you've become so important to everyone in this clan. And now you deserve to learn the truth about your heritage. The night you came to see me, I told you that vampires and blood mages have been intertwined since the beginning. And that's true. But I need to explain to you what happened at the end. Blood mages haven't always been as rare as they are now. Vampires made sure of that. It's a history that has been passed down through the very few blood mages that were left. My mentor told me, and she learned from hers, and so on and so forth for the last 600 years. Back then, blood mages were a lot more common. I mean, there were so many that there were entire covens made of them. Thousands of blood mages. We were some of the strongest magic users to ever exist, and with that strength, we were paired very well with the second most powerful. Mages and vampires were like two sides of the same coin. One always had to be on top, just constantly flipping back and forth for who had the upper hand. And they were at war for decades. Generations of mages fighting vampires until eventually the vampires decided that they were going to flip the coin and keep it that way permanently. They called it the War of Endax. The largest and the strongest coven of blood mages to ever exist, and that made them a threat. Back then, vampires would grow their clans to unprecedented numbers. I mean, they would practically build armies just for the chance to compete with blood mages. But eventually, those armies became enough. And the war ended in a massacre. They called it the last breath of Endax, before that entire generation of mages was wiped out. There's a reason vampires are still around and we were just left in the shadows. Technically, mages shouldn't even exist anymore. But our magic is so powerful that over time it started to come back and grow. It's the reason that vampires didn't want mages in the world of magic to begin with. And now that blood magic is coming back, we have the chance to continue on the legacy that was cut out from under us. My entire life, I trained for that opportunity, and that was taken from me because a vampire decided they needed a quick meal. That choice was made for me. It was made for everyone in this clan against their will. But together, with your magic and my knowledge, and the hope that things can be better, we can help all of them. We can fix it. We will fix it.